Tonight's Shir Simin Reish Chaf Hey, Si'if Ches Tes and Yud. Si'if Ches. Haro'eh Kushi V'gichor Dahainu Shu Odom Harbeh. If a person sees someone with black skin, someone with red skin, V'halavkan Dahainu Shu Hu Lovin Harbeh, he's an albino, very white skin. And these were things they did not ordinarily come across. Vakipeach. Now, kipeach we normally translate as a hunchback. His stomach is distended and it looks like he's bent over. Vahananas, a dwarf. Vahad rakona. Dahainu mishu molayabeles, a person who's covered with skin growth. Upetuye hirosh, matted hair. Shekol sarosa v'devuku zebzeh, where his hair is all connected to each other. Vesapil, an elephant. Vesakof, a monkey. Mevarach, he says a brocha. Brocha to Hashem, Elokeinu Melech Haolam, Mishaneh HaBriyos. These are unusual creatures, and he says a brocha appropriate to that. Mishtabur Sefkan Chav, Ha'kipeach Tahayna V'chulu. U'bevechoyeris mashmatu arich v'chotel. Again, kipeach, we usually look at as a hunchback. He says, in the Gemara Bechoyeris, it seems like a person who is very tall and skinny. Well, if he should daku in yochel lisbol kamos of a nichbach, because he's too thin, he can't carry his weight and he's bent over. V'doyme kamisha chul yosef shemutos. It looks like the spine is out of place. So whatever the logic that they saw why he is bent over, but this is the reality that he's hunchbacked. Or the hair is matted. V'chulu. This is a person who's born this way. If this occurred later on, to be a bracha of Dina Emes. So these are people who have problems that are unusual, deformities, and it was rare to see, and therefore they would say this bracha on that occasion. Se'if tes, haro'eh esachiger vesakiteya vesasuma. If a person sees one who cannot walk, cripple, a kite is an amputee, specifically of the arms, vesasuma, someone who's blind, umukashchin, someone who has boils, v'habachkonim, humisha menumer benekudos dakos, his skin is speckled with dots, Imheim mime'e imam, if this was how they were born, mevarach mashan habrius, he'd say the brach mashan habrius. V'nishtana achach, if they were not born this way and it happened later on, mevarach dayna emes, he says dayna emes. V'yesh misha omer, there are those who say, the davka misha mitzdar alav, the brach is only appropriate if he sees someone who he feels pain about. This is concerning the brach of dayna emes. The dayna emes is only appropriate if hitaka feels the pain. It's someone he's close with that suffered this injury. But for a person who he has no relationship with, so he's not going to make the bracha. And he only says the bracha the first time he sees it. Because it makes a big impression that the fact that this person is different. The Mar says no. Some say Mishloshim Yom, Mishloshim Yom. This is like anything else. It goes with 30-day intervals. And if it's been more than 30 days since he saw it last, he would say the bracha again. His hands were amputated. Hasuma, blind in both eyes. The Shartzi and Chavav points out, because if not, you wouldn't say Mishan Habrius. It's not such a Shini Godol Kolkach if it's only one eye. But as far as Dain Emes goes, if it's his child or his relative and he has pain about it, even if it's one eye, Mistab, he'd make the bracha Dain Emes. So as far as Mishana Abiyas, it's only if it's both eyes. He's blind in both eyes, it's Mishana Abiyas. If it's one eye, it wouldn't be Mishana Abiyas worthy. Sifkan Chavdal, Dakos, he has speckles on his skin. Hanashiyeshlo Nakudos Ka Adoshim Adumim Katsas. There are these dots the size of lentils that are red on his skin. But between these red speckles, there is a white that's very shiny. V'ashem osu haloven nikra ba'konim. He's called ba'konim because of the white. Machsa Shekel explains it this way. Now, if there are many people who have this, so then we could assume this isn't so terrible, and it's not different, and it would be inappropriate to say dynamis or mishanabias. And certainly, if a person only gets these dots or freckles because of the sun and they go away, then everyone would agree you don't make the bracha. Sifgan chafhei, the bracha mishana bia is only appropriate mimei imam, if this happened from birth. Koy akulu goes on all of them, levada kite, with the exception of the amputee. Sifgan chafav, mevarach dina emes. If it happened later on, then the person who sees him would say dina emes. Shabolo ze aide oinish, because it's dayan, there's judgment. There was a judgment that HaKadosh Baruch Hu made in Shemayim to cause this to happen. So therefore, the appropriate bracha is dina emes. That the bracha dayana emes is only when the person who has this disability or deformity is someone he's close with. The Mishnah Berurah explains, koi al birches dayana emes. This refers to bracha dayana emes. The eno shayich elamishim etzdar mastik adin. You don't say bracha dayana emes unless you feel bad about it. It bothers you and you're making tzidik adin. You're accepting Hashem's judgment. Now the bracha, when we see something unusual and we say Mishana Bias, that has nothing to do with feeling pain for the person. No different than the elephant or the monkey. It's just you see something unusual, you make the bracha Mishana Bias. Sifkan Chavches, Aval Akum V'chulu. If it's someone who he has no relationship with, he's not going to make the bracha. Milsa de Psika Naka. The Shulchan Aruch picks a specific case. Why didn't the Kolmi Sheinim Mitzdarlov? But it's Lav Dafka, the case of Akum, anytime. Anytime you have no connection with this person, you don't feel the tzar, you're not going to make the bracha. Sivkan Chavtes. Ve'enim avach v'chulu. He only makes the bracha the first time. Zekoi gam abirchus mashana habirchus. This goes back on the bracha mashana habirchus as well. What's the to say? Da'afilu akushi acher, even though he sees another one. Ke gav neshai d'raminel, or any of the others you mentioned above. And 3 days have passed. Gam kein einu mevarach. He's not going to make the bracha a second time. The time. The reason is dal shinui ein shaych levarach. Rak parm rishon shuar davar vashinu gadol beinav. When you see something unusual, you can only make the bracha once, because only one time that you're surprised and you see something unusual. Umash meataz the kolshkin dukay mechabirus dynamis. Now the Taz seems to say that certainly the same is true with dynamis. You're only going to make the bracha once. On the Besef in the Har Shalom Kasa, but if you look in the Har Shalom, he writes, the in Dina Emes, when it comes to Dina Emes, Shudafgal Krovo V'ohavo Shemitzdarlov, this is only a bracha you say for a close relative, someone he feels close with and he feels bad about the situation. Mistabra Demroyeza Oid Al Krovo Acher, logic would say that if he saw it again with a different relative, Bivadai Nisgad Olov Oid Hatzar Yoser, so we say that the Tzar comes back even more. The Shaykh Levarach is a Dayan Emes. He should make the Bracha Dayan Emes. So the Bracha Mashana Habriyas, the Machaber is saying for sure, once you make the Bracha, it's over. Dayan Emes is the Shaila. Is it a one time thing or not? Mishnah Berurah of Katan Lamed. The Yesh Omer Chul. The Amor says no. From 30 days to 30 days, you say the Bracha. Ula Maisa Yesh Lahoyrus, Lahaloch, we should paskin. The Yavarach Acher Shloshim Lashem Malchus. That if it's more than 30 days, since there is such a shita to make the bracha, you should say the bracha without sheva machas. Sefkar lam and af mishloshim yom, perush shelo ra acher ki yotze boto shloshim yom. That you didn't see the similar thing within 30 days. Sharatzian explains what he means. If you said the bracha, it's pashut, you're not going to make the bracha on the same person again within 30 days. Right? That's obvious. The question is, when I see someone else with the same deformity or the same strangeness, so if it's Tosh Shloshim Yom, I'm not going to make the bracha. It has to be more than 3 days has gone by. So it means it's not only that he hasn't seen the original person within 30 days, and now he sees a different person, and he makes the bracha. even within 30 days he saw someone else with this deformity, then he can't make the bracha for another 30 days after that. Siv Yud. Haroe ilonos tavos ubrios naos. If a person sees a beautiful tree, a beautiful creature, afilo of gechavim, even an idol worshiper, a behema or an animal, Omer, he says a bracha. Bracha to Hashem, elokeinu melech olam, shekacha lo ba'olamo. That Hashem made such things in his world. He only makes the bracha the first time, not more than that. Lo alehem, not on them. Velo alachem, nor on others similar. El imkein hayu na'im mehem, unless the second one is even nicer than the first. Mishtabur sefkar lambeis, haroa v'chul ubiyos na'is. Bein zecharim, bein akevos. It makes no difference if he sees a beautiful man or a beautiful woman. Today, we don't make this bracha. Chai Odom, Ayin Shem Tamaluk, in his reason. The Sharatzion writes, linear, I think Pshat is, because the Gemara says they have to be noos be yoser, exceedingly beautiful. How can you determine that? Miyuchel adakti, we say, who can determine if this is exceedingly beautiful or not? When we come welcome, Nachon Levarach L'Shem Machas, it is proper to say the bracha without Shem Machas. Even an idolater, that means you just see it, a fleeting glance. But to look and focus is forbidden. It's forbidden to say, kama noe kusi ze. How beautiful is this kusi? So, even though on the one hand, you can make a bracha, shekacha lo ba'olamo, but you can't say kama noa kusi ze. You can't make such an exclamation. You can't make the bracha a second time on the same person or anyone similar, afilu acher shloshim yom, even if 30 days have passed. So Sharatzion Lamadal points out, because that's the shita of the Shulchan Aruch shita so before in Sif Tes. But according to the Yesh Oimim in the Ramah, that you would say the bracha again in 30 days, then if you saw someone else more than 30 days away and also had the qualities for this bracha, then you would make the bracha. So that's the same machlokes you had before, and then it comes out, we said before, the halacha lemaisa is to make without Shem Machas. So here too, it would be without Shem Machas.